You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the Hikoi Mō Te Tiriti culminated outside Parliament, making this hikoi one of the largest in the country. For our weekly catch-up with Te Pāti Māori, I spoke to Mariamiro Kapakingi about the hikoi and how the party have reacted to the magnitude of this rally. I also spoke to her about the Treaty Principles Bill passing its first reading in Parliament and the haka in protest of this. Over the past few weeks, we have seen the Hikoi Mō Te Tiriti occur across the motu, culminating outside of Parliament last week. Was Te Pāti Māori expecting such a turnout over this protest action?
We were expecting a significant number, but quite likely not quite the number that we've got, but absolutely thrilled with it all. The Toitū organising group and their body did an impressive, wonderful job, and Māori turned up, Pākehā turned up, Tauiwi turned up. It was a brilliant expression of people telling government, you're screwing up, basically. So yeah, it was impressive, Joel.
Speaking on RNZ's Checkpoint, ACT Party leader and architect of the Treaty Principles Bill, one of the main reasons for the hikoi, David Seymour, says that an overwhelming majority of the country is working throughout the hikoi, therefore it is not indicative to say the hikoi is representative of New Zealand. What are your thoughts on this?
He'll say whatever he has to say, I guess, to explain why he is continuing down this track. He can't help himself. You know, he's a product of what he knows or what he doesn't know. But he is, as it expressed even on his interview, he is, it's a desperate response in my view. You would have to be dead 6 feet under to if you did not to recognise the power and the demonstration of joining together of all New Zealanders, all walks of life across the country to come together to see the message. So, it's a desperate response, that's what I say.
As well as this, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon did not face the crowd, as his reasons for this being that many attendees of the hikoi are Te Pāti Māori supporters. Does Te Pāti Māori believe this is true? And if so, does the party also believe this is a valid reason not to face the crowd?
It's not a valid reason. Well, it's a weak reason. I mean, look, he's not even supporting it, is he? His team and he, and nor is New Zealand First and their team, they're not supporting this absolutely and to the hilt, are they? So so that being said, him not showing up, I think he let himself down, to be honest, and let his team down by not showing up. But despite that, it doesn't change the 80,000 or so that did turn up. Doesn't change that, right? And to suggest that he, you know, just because he didn't turn up that he didn't notice anything would be another false picture of the reality of it. But yeah, I mean, it's my view would be, our view is, if he had turned up, he would have been better off because of it.
The bill passed its first reading in Parliament and went past to Te Pāti Māori. MP Hanarafti Maipi Clark ripped the legislation and performed the haka as a form of protest, with members of the public gallery joining in. What was this moment like for the party?
It was uplifting, it was powerful, it was political, right? So all of those things in that particular house of all the houses, right, in the country, that one particularly, because it matched the dynamic, it matched the stand that the 80,000 people were bringing outside. We were matching that on the inside, right? And bringing our tikanga, bringing our reo, bringing our tools, bringing our own, our intellect into that place in that particular way. Now, you know, you've heard people, they talk about it being a war dance and all that type of thing, not that it's not that, but when people talk like that, you can hear the ignorance in their discussion because they're so out of touch of knowing deeply and enduringly, knowing what it is to be Māori and all of our history before, now, and to come. So it was powerful and important and political, and it was done inside the House.
Following the haka in Parliament, this received a lot of international attention, with a multitude of news agencies overseas reporting on the act of protest, with a post on TikTok by a Māori news agency, Whakata Māori, receiving over 26 million likes. How has Te Pāti Māori reacted to this international attention?
We're thrilled, overwhelmed, and one might say even vindicated, eh? Because the Indigenous peoples across the world get it. And many, many other people not Indigenous that also get it. And we saw that in the hikoi itself. So when we know that their international attention and response is that big, we know that across the world, those that are suffering in the same way, we're getting joined up. We are together. We are connected. And therefore, it just uplifts the whole, and it just the whole liberation across the world, the liberation of us here and the liberation across the world. So it's powerful. In that statement, what we're saying is Te Tiriti protects all New Zealanders. It protects us all. You know, the agreement in 1835, the agreement in 1840, these things were put in place and agreed upon as protection for all New Zealanders, not just for Māori. Protection from harm, protection from exploitation, all of those things, from corporate exploitation, the results that we're suffering here, Māori are suffering, and many other New Zealanders are suffering. Health issues, housing, right, incarceration, all of those issues are real, and they are what many, many New Zealanders, and Māori particularly, have to deal with on a daily basis. And so that's when you exploit people, which means you don't care about them, you ignore them, you see them as people that get in your way. That's what that stand was about.
The haka in Parliament has faced some criticism over disrupting a parliamentary processes. How would you respond to this criticism?
I'll respond by saying that we are disruption. It feels disruptive, obviously, because the House is only used to a particular way. You know, it's had its own way for so long. Suddenly, there are unapologetic, smart, creative, and innovative Māori standing and positioning and putting our view and with our own tools inside that House. Of course it's going to feel disruptive. It has never enduringly felt this kind of Māori cultural input into the House before. So it's, you know, again, it's like any kind of change that's coming. It'll feel a bit uncomfortable, if not a lot, initially. And then at some point, people will learn, they will get the knowledge, they will understand, and they will move, and they will shift, and they will welcome the changes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.